just a few ha'aras. The first ha'ara is working backwards. The last gemara that we learned, which was not the daf, but just to mention one ha'ara, that Rabbi Yochanan said a memra, Ein divrei Torah miskayimin, ela b'misha mesim atzmai k'misha enoi. Torah is miskayim only by a person who makes himself k'misha enoi. Shenemar, v'hachochma me'ayin timotze. It struck me that we had a gemara over Yontif. The Gemara was on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara was discussing the Ptira and the Kfura of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ulmalei Mikra Kosevi Efshal Oimra. Heichal Moshe Neis. Where was Moshe Nifter? The Chelkoi Shal Ruvain. Har Nevoi, which the Gemara said was in the Chelik of Ruvain. The Heichal Moshe Kavur. Where is Moshe buried? The Chelkoi Shal God. The Chzivayah Reishas Loi. Ki Chelkois Mechoi Kiksofa. Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter in the chelik of Ruvain. He's buried in the chelik of God. So the Gemara said, "Michelkoi shal Ruvain, ach chelkoi shal God is 4 milin. Oysan arba milah mihoy lichoy. Who took Moshe Rabbeinu? Who carried him from point A to point B?" So the Gemara said, "This is the thing you can't say." But the Gemara says, "Malamichay Moshe mutal bekanfei shchina. Umalachi ashnoreis oimrim tzidkas Hashem also umishpatavim Yisrael. VaKadosh Baruch when the Eibishtu was also being maspid Moshe Rabbeinu at that point." As Moshe Rabbeinu's body is being carried tachas kanfei Yashchina from Chelkoi Shel Ruvin to Chelkoi Shel God, the Eibishter said the following: Miyakum liyam mireyim miyisyatzav liyam payal yovim. Shmuel said that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was saying Mika Chochma miyodeya pesha dover. Rabbi Yochanan said Vachochma meayin timotze. Rav Nachman said Vayom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem. Smalion said Vayom Hashem Moshe. Safra Rabba. But Al Kaponim, different Amayram, said different Nuschois. What the Eibishter was saying during that time, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said, HaChochma Me'ayin Timotze. I think this memra of Rabbi Yochanan, in today's daf, HaChochma Me'ayin Timotze, gives a little bit of a richness to what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayimin El B'Misha Meisim Atzmai K'Misha Einon. Shenemar V'HaChochma Me'ayin Timotze. A person wants to be Zoichet to Torah, you have to be a Me'ayin. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Ono Mikol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Novi Mikol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Teres Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is Rabbi Yochanan L'Shitasi. This is his hesped. That what was the hesped? HaChochma Me'ayin Timotze. So on Yontif, when we were learning together with Chaveru Makshivim, so we were Ma'orer, maybe one Ha'ara. And that is that Rabbeinu Chanano in Mesechtes Chagiga, Daf Tes Amud Beis, says, it's on the Gemara, that says, Einoi doima, misha shoyna pirkei mea pamim, la misha shoyna pirkei mea pamim ve'echad. So it says Rabbeinu Chanan on the side of the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga. He says, the Pasuk says, HaChochma me'ayin timatze. The word me'ayin is begematria 101. It's Kuf Aleph. And it's in Remez Ladover. The Einoi doima, misha shoyna pirkei mea pamim, la misha shoyna pirkei mea pamim ve'echad. There's an Indian of the HaChochma, you want to be Zoichet to HaChochma, Me'ayin Timotze. How you Zoichet to HaChochma? You Zoichet to HaChochma when you learn something Kuf Aleph Pami. You learn something 101 times, that's how you Zoichet to HaChochma. Well, we learned Masechtas Chagiga Daftes. We spoke at the time a whole bunch of different Ramazim that you find in the Sfarim HaKadoshim to this Inyan, the number 101. The Ramami Pano says, Ashrei Misha Bo Likan V'Talmudei Biyadai. Likan is Begematri 101. Ashrei Misha Bo Likan. It's easy math. V'Talmudei Biyadai. Person that comes with Lekan, with 101 times, he's the one that's Ashrei. Because when you learn Torah 101 times, that's Mamish Gevel. The Kleyakim in Parshas Vayeschanan says that the word Shachach is Begematria 328. Zachar is Begematria 227. 328 minus 200, this is all easy math today. Minus 227 is 101, it's Kuf Aleph. The difference between Shachach and Zachar is Kuf Aleph Pamin. Because when you learn Torah 101 times, it's Talmud Abiyadai. When you learn Torah 101 times, it's Einodayin Mamisha Shaina Birkai, HaChachma Miyayin Timotze, then you can have a Besundere Skula. Chassam Sofer, in a Nifla Digashtikal, says that the Pasuk says, Mei Oivai Techakmeni Mitzvah Yisecha, Kilo Oilam Hili. He brings from the Ramami Pano that me oivai techak meini mitzvay secha. He says that shikha comes from the Samach Mem. So state Ramami Pano, as quoted by the Halakh Chassam Sofer, that shikha comes from the Samach Mem. Zokta Chassam Sofer, the Samach Mem is begematria Samach Mem. It's easy. It's gematria 100. The shikha comes from the Samach Mem, which is the Gematria 100. May Oivai techak meini, mitzvah secha. If a person learns Torah more than Oivai, may Oivai, more than Oivai, who's the Oivai as the Samach Mem? So if you're going to learn Torah more than the Samach Mem, meaning how many times? 101 times. Kilo Oilam Hili, then you're going to be Zoichat your Torah. And says the Chsam Soif, Oiv, Rem is Ladover. The Soife Tevois of May Oivai techak meini, mitzvah secha, Kilo Oilam Hili. It's 10 plus 10 plus 20 plus 10 plus 40 plus 1 plus 10 is 101. And that's in Remez Ladover that may oivai techak meini mitzvay sech. But al kaponim, there's so many remazim to this Indian of 101. May achochma may ayin timotze. Ashrei misha bo likan. May oivai techak meini mitzvay sech ki li oivam hili. The difference between shachach and zocha is 101. But there was another Remez that we spoke on, a Chagiga Daf Tes Amud Beis. We snared over from the Vilna Gaon that we know there's one parsha in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mechenu no misifrcha, and it was Chal, in one parsha in the Torah. Which parsha? Parshas Tetzava. Parshas Tetzava, if you look at the end of the parsha by the Mesorah, has 101 psukim. This Kuf Aleph psukim, the Mesorah is Mechal, which is also the Gematria 101. But there's 101 Pesukim in Parshas Tetzava. So the Vilna Gaon said, why is there 101 Pesukim in Parshas Tetzava? The one Parsha that's very, very unique, that doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name. He said, because if you take the name Moshe and you spell it out, Mem is Mem Mem. Shin is Shin Yud Nun. And He is He Aleph. If you take the Oseos that are Nister in the name Moshe, the Mem, the Yud and the Nun and the Aleph, it's 101. The Nister of Moshe Rabbeinu is the Gematria of Moshe Rabbeinu is 345. Incidentally, Golos is Shmad in the Torah. Golos Gematria 344. The Chidah and the Svar Makdoshim say, Ein lecha ben chayrin ela misha oisik b'Torah. That if you want to be a ben chayrin, you want to be misgaber on the Shmad, you learn Torah as Moshe. Moshe is 345, and Golos is Shmad, which is 344. But that's the chitzonius of Moshe. As it relates to the pnimius of Moshe, what's the Gematria? It's 101. And Rem is Ladovet, even though Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned anywhere in Parshas Tetzava, but Benister Moshe Rabbeinu's there. Where's this the Vilna Gaon? Where is it Benister? It's Benister because there's 101 psukim, and the Gematria of the Nister of Moshe's Kuf Aleph, that's also 101. Rabbi Yochanan said that when Moshe Rabbeinu was Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, and he's going from Chelko Yishnel Ruvain to Chelko Yishnel God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what was the Divrei Hesped on Moshe Rabbeinu? He said, HaChochma Me'ayin Timotze. And Pashup Shadetz Rabbi Yochanan Shitasoi, that Ein Terem Iskayin Elo B'mishin Oysam Atzmekim Ayin. And Moshe Rabbeinu's Spitz, what's the Spitz Moshe Rabbeinu? He's Anu Mikol Adam, he's Navi Mikol Adam, and this is Koylea, all that. It's Pashup, that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. But Ulai, there's another Remez over here. Me'ayin is the Moshe Rabbeinu. Me'ayin is Kuf Aleph, HaChochma Me'ayin Timotze. This was Moshe Rabbeinu. The Goyen said that Kuf Aleph is Moshe Rabbeinu Benister. Lik Tashtikon Nister. And this Divrei Hesbet that the Eibush gave on Moshe Rabbeinu, HaChochma Me'ayin Timotze. That's the first time.